The Lord of Gokul is the transcendental supreme Godhead, the own self of eternal ecstasies. He is the superior of all superiors, and he is busily engaged in the enjoyments of the transcendental realm, and he has no association with his mundane potencies. The soul potency of Krishna, which is spiritual, functioning as Krishna's own proper power, has manifested his pastimes of Goloka or Gokula. So this is text number 6, Brahma Samhita. Okay, that's the first sentence in the purport. So let's hear it again with a slightly different presentation. It's the same first sentence. The pastimes of Goloka or Gokul are manifested by Krishna's Yogamaya potency, or his Swarup Shakti. In other words, his own personified potency. Sentence number 2. By her grace, individual souls who are constituents of the marginal potency can have admission into even those pastimes. Another way to put it, by the mercy of Yogamaya, a conditioned soul like us may enter Krishna's pastimes. Next sentence. The deluding energy, who is of the nature of the perverted reflection of the spiritual chit potency, has got her location on the other side of the river Viraja, which surrounds the Brahma Dham, forming the boundary of Maha Vaikuntha as the outer envelope of Goloka. It's actually pretty clear, but maybe this will sound a little clearer. I'll read another presentation. The external potency of Maya, who is like a shadow of Krishna's divine chit potency, chit means his spiritual potency, is situated on the far or lower shore of the Viraja River,
which is at the lower limit of the Brahman plane. And Brahman is situated at this lowest boundary of Mahavaikuntha, which forms the surrounding outskirts of Goloka. Full stop. Now the last sentence of the purport. The position of Goloka being absolutely unalloyed with the mundane deluding energy, far from having any association with Krishna, feels ashamed to appear before his view. And again, that same sentence. In the face of such infinite purity, the external Maya potency feels ashamed to appear in Krishna's view, to say nothing of taking his association. So that's describing a little bit about Yoga Maya and Maha Maya. Does anyone have a Bhagavad Gita? So, in this verse and purport, you can see on the 1, 2, 3, 4, on the fifth line down, talks about the external potency of Maya, was like a shadow of Krishna's divine chit shakti, which is what I said. But the book says, the deluding energy, who is of the nature of the perverted reflection of the chit potency. So I want to just speak a little bit about that. So this deluding energy is talking about Durga, or Mahamaya. By the grace of Durga's original potency as the spiritual potency of Yogamaya, the eyes of the conditioned souls will open to see the spiritual reality. When the chit or samvit potency is joined with the ladini potency, one can behold the spiritual world. So when I talk about chit potency, as the purport does, that also means the spiritual potency or the samvit, the knowledge, the spiritual knowledge potency, which enables you to perceive your soul, your sarup, and also perceive the nature of the spiritual world. So this chit potency, of course, is accessible through the vehicle of mantra. And that's what happened with, we'll find out, with Brahma. Brahma contacted or became filled with chit potency or spiritual potency by chanting mantra over and over again. What mantra? Klim Krishnaya Govindaya, right? The Gopal mantra, Krishna mantra, which is our, I think it's our sixth mantra in our Gayatri initiation. The sixth one, and the seventh one is Kam Gayatri. So then he saw everything, the vast expanse of the spiritual world. He realized some features of his own sarup. He attained sarup siddhi. And he saw the spiritual world and Krishna also. So when this chit or samvit potency is joined with the ladini potency, one can behold the spiritual world, because the spiritual world is made of chit shakti and also ladini. Ladini means unlimited happiness or joy or bliss. Radharani, she's all pervading. She's the embodiment of this potency. So this combination of samvit and ladini shakti is also known as Krishna's swarup. Swarup means his personal power, his personal potency. Or it's also known as Yoga Maya, or pure bhakti. So a lot of times in shastras and in Acharya's commentaries, these terms are overlapping here and there. So we're going to hear some interesting descriptions about Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. In the 10th canto, chapter 1, it's the, I think it's called the Advent of Krishna, is it right? The birth of Krishna. So at the conclusion of that chapter in this Bhagavatam, BBT Bhagavatam, there's a whole section called Chapter Notes. And in there, there's a very interesting description of Yoga Maya, Mahamaya. A lot of us, of course, we study Bhagavad Gita and our different courses, Bhakti Shastri, and we also come across this term. Generally, Krishna's energy, of course, we talk about his personal potency is Yoga Maya. But then, and then this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, does anyone know that verse which talks about Yoga Maya? Aham prakashya sarvasya Yoga Maya samanvritaha mudoyam nabijanati lokoyam ajavaviyam. This is chapter 7, verse 25. So here it says Yoga Maya, but then when we read the translation, it says Krishna's telling in his own words, Naham prakasha sarvasya. Naham, I am. I'm never prakash. I never manifest to whom? To the fools. I never manifest to the mudhas. Was it mudho, mudhas, and abhijanantis. I never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency. And therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. So this internal potency, internal means antaranga, antaranga means swarup, swarup means swarup shakti means ladini and samvit means yoga maya. You say, wait a minute, how is it these mudhas and fools in the material world are covered by yoga maya? How are they covered by ladini and samvit? Well, they're not. They're covered by the reflection of yoga maya, but Krishna's potency is one. It's this yoga maya. But when it crosses the viraja, then it acts a little differently as mahamaya. So that's what we're going to hear about, and I'm going to summarize it here. And this, then Mahamaya is a partial expansion of Yogamaya in the material world, who manages the material world in the form of Durga. So Durga is a personification of Krishna's Mahamaya potency. So who is the personification of Krishna's Yogamaya potency? Subhadra, she is a personification of Yoga Maya. Okay? Is that clear? So she's full of Samvit Shakti, and she's also an expansion of Ladini Shakti, and she can also join you up between this guy on the right and this guy on the left, if you want anything to do with them. You know, with the black guy on the left or the white guy on the right, she can, you know, that's why she's in the middle. She says, she puts out her hands, which one do you want? You want this guy or that guy? Cheek nay, Baba. I don't want these guys. You're an unreliable servant of an unreliable master. I want this Queen of Vrindavan. Yeah. She's the original Durga, is Radharani. Because you go beyond Subhadra, and then you go beyond, and you go beyond, and come to Radharani. We'll hear that also. Hey, Govinda. Mahamaya is a partial expansion of Yogamaya in the material world, mentioned. Material world in the form of Durga. But in the spiritual world, Yogamaya is Purnamasi. So all these things are like, you know, it's like a person, an actor, wears many costumes in one drama. One time he comes out, he's a villain. They say, hey, wait a minute. Then he comes out, he's a hero. Then he comes out as a narrator. Then he comes out as, you know. So it's very, this tattva is like that. It's interchangeable because it's all, this Yogamaya herself is what we call spiritual mystery or spiritual illusion. So sometimes Purnamasi, an old lady, which is depicted in a certain way, and sometimes a young girl, Subhadra, who's marrying Arjuna and Dwarka, and then sometimes, you know, ten arms, she becomes Durga in the hands of Kamsa, or she becomes Krishna's sister. You know, there were two children born to Mother Yashoda on the same day, at exactly the same time at midnight. What were their names? Krishna! Subhadra! And then, because Subhadra is also Yogamaya, that's her Maya. Like, you have your Maya, right? Man is Maya for the woman, woman is Maya for the man. You have your Maya. But you're not just Maya, you're a person. And you have feelings and friends and relationships. So Durga has, I mean, Subhadra has feelings and friends and relationships, but she also has power. So, when Vasudeva, he took Devaki Nandan, he took Vasudeva Krishna, form Krishna, he ran over there to Gokul, and he got there next to Mother Yashoda in her maternity ward. What did he see? Did he see two children? No. Why? Because Subhadra is there. He only saw Subhadra because Subhadra's Yogamaya. What did she do with her Yogamaya? She covered her brother, who's Krishna. There were two little babies there. One little girl, Subhadra, and her little brother, maybe a little longer, her brother, Krishna. They were lying there on one side and the other side. Mother Yashoda is in, you know, Samadhi in the middle. And then Nanda Maharshi comes in with this kid. Oh, look at this little girl. Okay, psh, drop this one here, take this one. And he runs away with Subhadra, right? And he runs over there to the prison house, and all the doors open up, close, lock everything, and then they hear the wah, wah of the baby, and then Kamsa comes, hey, give me that kid, I'll kill that kid. He picks up the kid, this little Subhadra with the two arms, and he's, I'm going to smash you, and he picks her like that, and she, whoa, splits out of his hands. Then what does he see? Durga! Well, not two arms, but ten arms. Sword, dagger, club, that, you know, TNT, AK-47, everything. No, so many weapons. And he said, wow! And he said, pranam, so Durga, om namo Durgaya, om namo Durgaya. Because he himself is a worshiper of Durga and Shiva, so he was like really bewildered. So that's what happened over there. And then he, you know, he dropped those little Vasudeva Krishna with little forearms. And then that Vasudeva, he landed right next to the two-armed Krishna. Because he just put one on one side and took the other one from the other side, Durga. But then the acharyas say that this forearm little Krishna just went, whoop. He just merged. He became one with the two-armed Krishna. Right? Yashodanandan. And there was no more. There was just one Krishna. Anyway, so the covering potency of Yogamaya, the covering potency of Yogamaya is Mahamaya, which deludes the conditioned souls. It is just a different aspect of the same potency. Yogamaya is the potency, and it's Mahamaya. Okay, now in this purport, in the 10th canto, we can read a little bit about that. Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada's translation. He describes. Everyone knows this? Very nice elucidation on Yogamaya. And I'll take questions later. This will save your hand. It's on page 110 of 10.1. It's called the Introduction Notes. To give service to the Lord, Yogamaya appeared along with Mahamaya. Mahamaya refers to Yaya Samohitam Jagat. So that's why Krishna says in the Gita, you know, my yoga maya, naham prakashya sarvasya, I'm not understood by the mudras because they're covered by my yoga maya. But actually, they're covered by a partial expansion of Krishna's yoga maya known as mahamaya. In other words, the entire creation has two divisions, transcendental or spiritual, and material. Yoga Maya manages the spiritual world, and by her partial expansion as Mahamaya, she manages the material world. As stated in Narada Pancharatra, Mahamaya is a partial expansion of Yoga Maya. And it says clearly that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has one potency, which is sometimes described as Durga. The Brahma Samhita says, and we'll see this later, there's verses about Durga and Ganesh and Shiva and all these personalities. So Brahma Samhita says, Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vivarti Durga. Durga is a shadow. Durga is not different from Yoga Maya. Bhuvanani vivarti Durga. She's a shadow. Shadow potency. Sometimes it's told like that. Shadow potency. The substance and the shadow. So she's not different from Yoga Maya. When one understands Durga properly, he is immediately liberated. For Durga is originally the spiritual potency, Ladini Shakti. Remember I said 10 minutes ago that Durga, one will understand that Durga is actually Radharani. And I also mentioned some classes before that when a Krishna Bhakta or a Radha Krishna Bhakta, he goes into some famous temple of Durga and she's riding on a marble lion or some lion, Hari Biman, and she has all her weapons and looking so fierce, then the devotee says, oh, hey Radhe, hey Radharani, what's going on here? Because he says, this is very interesting. Are you, is Krishna stood you up in the kunj and now you want to just take all these weapons and, you know, Lita Sakhi is training you like this to show all these weapons to Krishna. If he tries to come to the kunj again, you'll just cut him and shoot him and, you know, club him. That's not nice. Put those away. We'll make arrangements so Krishna will come and peacefully. You don't have to, you know, conquer him with, like, the kingdom of Maya in your hand, you know, this Durga's citadel. So like that, they'll see a deity of Durga and they'll say, oh, Radharani, tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari. Because they see the eye is illuminated with love and the eye is illuminated with knowledge. So then you see reality according to the limit of your knowledge and according to the depth of your heart. If your knowledge has no limit and your heart has no depth, then you see Radha and Krishna everywhere. Is it right? It's right. This is what the acharyas say. At least we can repeat what they say. So, when one understands Durga properly, he is immediately liberated. So a liberated soul sees Durga as, if he's in the line of Krishna Bhakti, what does he see Durga? Whom does he see Durga as? Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Bolo Varsane Wali ki jai. So, Durga is originally the spiritual potency, Ladini Shakti. Who's Ladini Shakti? Radharani. Then it's a very nice sentence, a beautiful sentence. Prabhupada was in like Mahasamadhi when he wrote this. Here's the whole sentence. When one understands Durga properly, he's immediately liberated. For Durga is originally the spiritual potency, comma, Ladini Shakti, comma, by whose mercy one can understand Krishna very easily. By the mercy of Ladini Shakti, by the mercy of Radharani. Therefore, Gurudev is said to be the combined potency of Nityananda and Radharani. Because he fills you with Samvit Shakti of Nityananda Balaram Tattva, and he fills you with Ladini Shakti of Radharani, and with a combination of Samvit and Ladini, that's the Surup Shakti of Krishna, and then you have Darshan of Krishna, Darshan of your Surup. And then, as Prabhupada says, you can, by the mercy of Radharani, you can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead very easily. Then he quotes the verse, Radha Krishna Pranaya Viviktir Ladini Shakti Rasmad. The Mahamaya Shakti, however, is a covering of Yoga Maya, and therefore she is called the covering potency. By this covering potency, the entire material world is bewildered. Yaya samohitam jagat. Samohitam jagat. This is that verse that was mentioned earlier. Just says, I don't know where it's from. In conclusion, by this covering potency of Mahamaya, the entire material world is bewildered. Yaya samohitam jagat. Jagat means the universe or material world. Samohitam means, moha means illusion, and sam means complete. Absolute, total darkness, total confusion, total illusion, total forgetfulness. Then, in conclusion, bewildering the conditioned souls and liberating the devotees are both functions belonging to Yoga Maya. Transferring the pregnancy of Devaki and keeping Mother Yashoda in deep sleep were both done by Yoga Maya. Mahamaya cannot act upon such devotees as Devaki and Yashoda, for they are always liberated. But, although it is not possible for Mahamaya to control liberated souls or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she did bewilder Kamsa. The action of Yoga Maya in presenting herself before Kamsa was the action of Mahamaya, not Yoga Maya. Yogamaya cannot see or touch such polluted persons as Kamsa. He was a polluted person. In Chandi, in the Markandeya Puran, 11th chapter, Mahamaya says, during the 28th Yuga in the period of Vaivashvata Manu, I shall take birth as the daughter of Yashoda and be known as Vinyachala Vasini. The distinction between the two Mayas, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya, is described as follows. Krishna's Rasleela with the gopis and the gopis' bewilderment in respect to their husbands, fathers-in-law, and other such relatives were all arrangements of Yoga Maya in which Mahamaya had no influence. The Bhagavatam therefore gives sufficient evidence of this when it clearly says Yoga Maya Mupashrita. This verse is there, a description of the Rasa Panchadaya, describing how the gopis were able to go out to the Rasa dance and their husbands were home. Yoga Maya Mupashrita, they took shelter of Yoga Maya. On the other hand, there were demons or asuras headed by Shava and Kshatriyas like Duryodhan, who were bereft of devotional service, in spite of seeing Krishna's carrier Garuda and the universal form, and who could not understand Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This was also bewilderment, but this bewilderment was due to Mahamaya. So in other words, there's spiritual illusion created by Yoga Maya, spiritual bewilderment or illusion which the gopis were under, Yoga Maya Upashrita. And there's material bewilderment or material illusion which is created by Mahamaya. So the example of the gopis under spiritual illusion or bewilderment is there as Yoga Maya. And the example of Shalva and Kamsa and other demons is giving the example of materialistic people, conditioned souls or polluted persons, as the Prabhupada said, who are under the bewilderment and illusion of Mahamaya. Despite having seen Krishna's Virata Rupa and Garuda and so many things. Therefore, it is to be concluded that the Maya which drags a person from the Supreme Personality of God is called Jadamaya. And Jadamaya means stone. Jada means like Jadbharat, means like a stone, means dull, inert, stone-like, material, insentient, Maya, Jadamaya. Jadamaya drags a person from the Supreme Personality of God. Don't let Jadamaya catch you. And the Maya which acts on the transcendental platform is called Yoga Maya. When Nanda Maharaj was taken away by Varuna, he saw Krishna's opulence, but nonetheless he thought of Krishna as his son. Right? So although he's in the presence of so much Aishvarya and Varuna's subterranean, not subterranean, or what do you call it?
Subaquatic, or you know, under the ocean, what do you call that? Or subterranean means under the earth. What do you say under the ocean? Subwater. Submarine, yeah, submarine, that's like that, yeah. Submarine kingdom, his kingdom under the water. He was amazed, so many jewels, all the columns are made of pearls and diamonds and rubies. He was like totally amazed. But he didn't really think much of it. He's a pretty rich guy. Hey, Krishna, come on, let's go. You know, what are you doing here? You know, so Yogamaya never allowed him to get bewildered by all that opulence and how he was worshiping his son. Such feelings of Vatsalya Bhav of Nanda Maharaj in the spiritual world are acts of Yogamaya, not of Jadamaya or Mahamaya. This is opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So ends the purport on Yogamaya and Mahamaya by Srila Prabhupada. Any questions? Forearm questions. Yeah. He hit it, and then he satisfied his devotee, because Krishna lives to please his devotees. And then after he left that devotee, then he has a new leela with a new purpose and a new form. Krishna's forms change from this much to that much. One minute he's Chaturbhuj Narayan in front of Chandravali and Shaivya and Padma. But then 1 second later, in front of Radharani and Lalita Vishaka, then a Chaturbhuj Chordye, then Vamsi Dari.
When he was being carried over,
was he four arms or two arms? You're full of form and two arm questions. I say that you have to contact Sarup Shakti, and you can see these pastimes, and then you can tell me. Because I haven't contacted Sarup Shakti, so I'm not seeing every little inch of the pastimes. But as far as I know, it was forearms, because Ananta Shesh was over there. Ananta Shesh serves the forearm Krishna, because Ananta Shesh was there, just as he's there with Mahavishnu. He was shielding him from the rains, and he was like, you know, so that's what my Swarup Shakti illuminates the situation that way, or what I perceive. Krishna is very tricky. You think you know him, and then you don't know him. This is if you can know him, then if you know him, you can figure him all out. So yeah, I've got all the forearm questions answered. I've got all the two-arm questions answered. Then who are you? You're the God. Because Krishna's Mugdatta. He becomes bewildered himself and forgets his godly identity. He doesn't know what's going on. He's just dancing around in the courtyard of the gopis and begging for ladus. And, you know, it's like his crown is slipping, his flute is slipping, and, you know, just by hearing a few little strings on a veena, ting, 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 and he's like, well, where am I? Who am I? What happened? You know, so, you know, it becomes a plaything in the hands of the Vrijvasis. But he just, you know, winks his eyes and destroys the entire creation. But who is this person? It's very inconceivable. Vasudev, he's under Yogamaya. So he's just thinking, I got my little boy and I got to take him over here so I don't want him to get killed and this and that. Any other questions? Yeah.
Can you please explain how...
The Adi Shakti is Radharani. The original female is Radharani. The predominant, as we read in the first verse in the purport, said, predominated moyati. The predominator moiety and the predominated moiety. The original Purushottam is Radharani. The original Prakriti, original Purushottam is Krishna. The original Prakriti is Radharani. So all Shaktis, all energies, there's like we say, Shaktiman and Shakti. So Shakti is Radharani, original. Then Shaktiman is Krishna. From Radharani, Kayo Vyuha, there's the gopis, and then comes the Dwarka Mahishis, and then the Lakshmis, and then as they cross over the Viradhara River, and then there's the wives of demigoddesses, and then the Durgas, and all this thing. Anything else? Well, the Yogamaya Shakti is Krishna. It's Krishna. And Krishna is higher than Yogamaya, because Yogamaya comes from him. So Yogamaya doesn't, you know, Krishna doesn't come from Yogamaya. Yogamaya comes from Krishna.
And it serves its desires and purposes in such a way that sometimes it appears that Krishna is bewildered by his own potency. But you have to remember the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate yadima pad. You know, it says in Gita, I am the source of everything, including all bewilderment and illusion and truth, and everything comes from me. So yoga maya, there's not something beyond that, you know, everyone's under illusion, everyone's controlled by yoga maya and even God, so then that means yoga maya is God and everybody else is, no. Yoga maya, without Krishna, there's no yoga maya. So the source and cause of all causes, sarvakarana and karana, is Krishna.
But devotees are also under illusion, and so not very exalted.
Maybe for, not exalted for him, but that's the only thing I desire, is to become under yoga maya. He says that his friend says, oh, this is not a very exalted position, be under illusion in the spiritual world. Okay, Jack. Well, then, you know, you stay where you are and I'll go where I want to go, because the spiritual world, yoga maya, it's Krishna's place, and it operates according to his will and by his arrangement and his desire. So that arrangement, his will, his icha shakti, icha is also a shakti, is also one of his energies. So icha shakti takes the form of lila shakti and yoga maya and Purnamasi and Subhadra and all these different forms to please and carry out the will of Krishna. So if you want to love Krishna in any particular rasa, then you have to have the intermediary between you and Krishna to nourish and develop that rasa, yoga maya. And why is it like that? Because that's the way it is. And why is it like that? Or why is that the way it is? Because that's the way Krishna arranged it. So you're not a bigger or better arranger than Krishna. Your duty is to surrender to Krishna and try somehow, life after life, to receive the touch of the Yogamaya Shakti, which is the Sarup Shakti of the Lord, which will illuminate your heart and consciousness, enable you to enter that Nitya Dham of Krishna Ras and Leela, and enable you to, illusion. You know, that is the most desirable object, to be under spiritual illusion. In other words, let's put it another way. Everyone is controlled except Krishna, and sometimes he even exhibits the quality of being controlled. Otherwise, he can't be God, because God includes everything. The unlimited quality and the limited quality. The quality to control everyone, and the quality to be controlled by himself, by his own shakti. So therefore, at every moment, everyone's controlled. And sometimes Krishna's controlled by his devotees, isn't it? Radharani's 25th quality is what? She controls Krishna by her prema, by her love. So, you know, then her love is God. Her Radharani's love is God. Radharani's God, because she's controlling Krishna. No, that's not the way it is either. So, our position is always to be controlled. Either we're controlled in this world, and we stay here, or we surrender and allow ourselves to be controlled by Guru and by Mahaprabhu, and by prema. Prema will dance within us. And then when the Sarup Shakti illuminates us and purifies us, we'll enter the spiritual world and we'll be controlled by Krishna's energy. And that is known as Yoga Maya Shakti. Is that okay? But Yoga Maya is our great friend. We want to meet Yoga Maya. We want to serve Yoga Maya. We want to be in Yoga Maya. Because you only have two choices, either you're in Mahamaya or Yogamaya. There's no such thing if you're, you know, because we're not God. God can be above Yogamaya, he can be below Yogamaya, but not us. We're either under Mahamaya or Yogamaya. We only have two choices. Desire Krishna, and you're Yogamaya. Desire, forget Krishna and not want Krishna, then Mahamaya. Okay? So I want to talk about the Viraja River. The verse that describes different locations, and the purport talks about Mahavaikuntha, Gokul, and Brahman, and all these different things, so it gets a little confusing sometimes. The Brahman effulgence is outside of the Vaikuntha planets, right, the Paravyom, and the Viraja River, or Karna Samudra, or causal ocean, is beyond that, which we try to depict here in a very expertly drawn way. Right? The Viraja River is like a bridge between the spiritual world and the material creation.
Maya can't go beyond the causal ocean.
There's a nice discussion, and Navadvip Mahatmyam explains where Maya Devi feels that her task is a thankless one. And she approaches the Lord, and Navadvip Mahatmyam by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Parvati prays to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You asked me to keep the conditioned souls bound in the Durga, the citadel of material energy, or the prison house of the material world. Though your real desire, Mahaprabhu, is that they join you in the spiritual world. But I myself, I can never go to the spiritual world, so please help me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Karunamayi and full of compassion, he replies to Mahamaya, Parvati. Oh, Mother Parvati, you are assisting me personally. You are serving me and assisting me personally by arranging for the whole material creation. As Yogamaya, you assist, and as Yogamaya, you assist me by arranging all my spiritual pastimes. When Parvati heard this from Mahaprabhu, she was very happy to hear how she was intimately serving the Lord in the spiritual world as Yogamaya. So here she's Durga or Mahamaya, but there she's Purnamasi or Yogamaya. So that's it for verse 6. Tomorrow's verse 7. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Brahma Samhita ki jai.